Introducing today's contestants, a field organizer from La Cañada, Flintridge, California, Kumars Ahmed. A marine resource management specialist from Beverly, Massachusetts, Ashley McCord. And our returning champion, a public policy director from Long Island City, New York, Jesse Lehman, whose one day cash winnings total $13,000. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, everybody. Well, as you just saw and heard, Jesse became champion yesterday, picking up $13,000. Ashley and Kumars, it could happen to you. Good luck. Here we go. Jeopardy round first. One daily double coming up in one of these categories, starting off with sports mascots. Uh-oh. Next, states by borders. We want you to name the state that has land borders with only those states we will name for you. That's followed by politician authors. Mayday, mayday. Then we want you to complete the Brit phrase. And finally, let them eat cake. Jesse, start.
Sports mascots, 800.
In 2005, the San Antonio Spurs mascot got ejected. Referee Jess Kersey saying, "I want the wolf gone." He's really this creature. Kumars.
What is a bull?
No. Jesse or Ashton? Jesse?
It was a coyote.
That's it.
Sports mascots for 600.
This Padres mascot was the first mascot featured on a baseball card. Kumars.
What is the Friar?
No. Jesse or Ashley? What is the San Diego Chicken? Jesse, back to you.
Stick with sports mascots, 400.
This NHL team's mascot, Wild Wing, descends from the rafters of Honda Center at the start of home games. Kumars.
What is the Anaheim Ducks?
Right.
Sports mascots, 1,000.
The Cleveland Browns Chomps, a Labrador retriever, is said to live in this bleacher section in the east end zone. Kumars.
What is the dog pound?
Right.
State borders, 1,000.
New Mexico, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana. Jesse?
What is Texas?
That's the state.
State borders, 800.
Answer there. Daily double. You're the only one with money.
Let's make it a true daily double.
All right. Connecticut, Massachusetts.
What is Rhode Island?
That is right.
State borders, 600.
Indiana, Ohio, Wisconsin. Ashley?
What is Illinois?
No. Jesse?
What is Michigan?
That's the state.
State borders, 400.
New Hampshire. Jesse?
What is Maine?
Right.
State borders, 200.
Oregon, Idaho. Ashley?
What is Washington?
You got it.
Mayday for 200?
On May 1st, 1967, he married Priscilla Beaulieu at the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas. Ashley?
Who is Elvis?
Yes.
Mayday 400?
350,000 workers responded on May 1st, 1886, as the AFL declared a national strike in favor of this workday length. Jesse?
It was the 8-hour workday?
You are right.
Mayday for 600.
Until May 1st, 2008, Washington, D.C.'s cabs didn't have these. They used a zone system instead. Jesse.
What are meters?
Meters, right.
Brit phrase for 400.
I'll put this kitchen item on, perhaps for some Earl Grey. Ashley.
What is the kettle?
The kettle. You're on the plus side now.
Brit phrase 600.
One man's meat is another man's this, like a fumigant. One man's meat is another man's poison. Oh, Ashley.
Brit phrase 800.
William Congreve wrote, "Do this in haste, repent at leisure." Kumars.
What is sin?
No. Jesse or Ashley? What is marry? Marry. All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Kumars Ahmed is from here in Southern California, and this young man once caught a record-breaking ball at Dodger Stadium. I want to hear about
it. I did, yeah. It was Manny Ramirez passing Mickey Mantle on the all-time list, and we were sitting in the last row, didn't think any ball would come to us, and it came off a huge bounce, and my buddy was fighting for it, and I was watching him, and the ball just landed in my lap.
Fun moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. You bet. Ashley McCord, Marine Resource Management Specialist, who was trained, it says here, in chainsaw maintenance, puppetry, and shellfish farming. All for the same job?
That's true.
What was the job?
After college, I did a year in a national service program, and it was focused on environmental work on Cape Cod. And so we did all sorts of resource management projects. We performed puppet shows for kindergartners about recycling, but also helped out all the towns with their field projects.
All right, good for you. Jesse Lehman is our champion. He has knocked on doors and asked people to vote. In how many different states now?
10 different states. Political campaigns all over have taken me across the country.
All right, good. Let's get back into this right now. Ashley, you make the next selection for us.
All right, Brit phrase 1,000.
This fruit-shaped means things have gone very, very wrong. Jesse?
What is pear-shaped?
Yes.
Politician authors for 1,000.
This Republican ex-Speaker of the House co-wrote the alternate history novel 1945, published in 1995. Jesse?
It was Gingrich.
Yes.
Politician authors 800.
His The War on Normal People explains why universal basic income is our future. Ashley?
It was Yang.
Andrew Yang, right.
Brit phrase 200.
If you're all set, this guy is your uncle. Perhaps Mr. Ross or Mr. Saget. Ashley.
Who's Bob?
Bob's your uncle.
Let them eat cake 200.
For Christmas, you can make this two-word chocolate roll cake while watching the same-named item burn on television. Ashley?
What's a Yule log?
Yule log, yes.
Cake for 400?
Hey, batter, batter, don't swing, batter. A trademark tube pan with fluted sides is used to make this cake. Ashley?
What's a bundt pan?
Yep.
Cake for 600?
An important part of a dessert, like a charlotte, this delicate light sponge cake sounds perfect for a cannibal. What is ladyfinger, Ashley?
Cake for 800.
Pineapple is the main attraction in this kind of cake, inverted before serving so the glazed fruit goes from bottom to top. Ashley?
What is a pineapple upside down cake?
You got it.
Cake for 1,000.
Split a sweet biscuit in half. Fill and top it with softly whipped cream and sliced fruit, like strawberries, and you've got this. You have a strawberry shortcake. Ashley?
May Day 800?
On May 1st, 1961, in the first major one of these in the United States, a Miami Key West flight made an unscheduled stop in Cuba. Ashley.
What is a hijacking?
Yes.
May Day 1000?
On May 1st, 1898, the U.S. Navy fired when ready and sank the Spaniards at the Battle of this bay. Jesse.
What is Manila Bay?
Correct.
Politician author 600.
He's the author of Turnaround, Crisis, Leadership, and the Olympic Games. The 2002 Salt Lake City Games, specifically. Q-Mars.
Who is Mitt Romney?
Yes.
Politician author 400.
Earth in the Balance by this man was published in 1992, the same year he was elected vice president. Jesse?
Who is Gore?
Al Gore, right.
Politician authors 200.
He left office in January of 1981 and released Keeping Faith, Memoirs of a President in 1982. Jesse?
Who is Jimmy Carter?
He's the man. And now the last clue in sports mascots. This team's mascot, Wally, the Green Monster, is named for the team's famous left field wall. Jesse?
We're the Boston Red Sox.
That's it. That takes you to 9,400. Q-Mars, there's a lot of money in Double Jeopardy, and you're selecting first when we come back. Time for Double Jeopardy, and we'll find out how quickly Q-Mars can turn things around. I hope you like these categories. We start off with historic happenings. Then we deal with European museums, names in pop culture, followed by Copley Medal winners. The Copley is the UK's most prestigious science prize. That's followed by books of the dead, and finally, afterlife. Each correct response will be a word that begins with L-I, but comes after the word life in the dictionary. Q-Mars.
Historic happenings, 2000.
Answer, Daily Double. And you can risk up to 2,000.
2,000.
All right. Accommodations were poor at this Crimean conference that shaped post-war Europe. Bad beds, lice, and Stalin had no private bathroom.
What is Yalta?
Yalta is right, and you have $1,800.
Pop Culture 2000.
In 2019, this Canadian YouTube star made the jump to late-night television, hosting A Little Late on NBC. And her name is Lily Singh. Cue Mars.
Historic happening, 1600.
Henry VII backdated his reign to August 21st, 1485, essentially making all who supported this guy at Bosworth Field traitors. Cue Mars.
Who is Richard III?
You got him.
Historic happenings, 1200.
An eclipse in August of 1142 may have been the impetus for the formation of this Native American confederacy. Cue Mars.
What is the Iroquois?
Yes.
Historic happenings, 800.
Here's Jimmy.
Back in the day, those on the island of Tyre felt pretty safe off the mainland. But when this great conqueror showed up in 332 BC, he built a causeway and ended a siege by marching across the newly created path.
Cue Mars.
Who is Alexander?
Yes.
Happenings 400.
The governor of Louisiana put one of these for $500 on Jean Lafitte's head. So Jean put one out for $1,500 on the governor. Jesse?
What is a bounty?
Yeah.
Let's do European museums for 800.
Schloss Liebegg is home to Switzerland's Hexen Museum, or Museum of This Practice. Ashley?
What is witchcraft?
Correct.
Museums for 1200.
The Nemo Science Museum is just off the Eye Waterway in this world capital. And the city is Amsterdam. Ashley, back to you.
Names in pop culture, 16.
Tito Puente was delighted when royalty checks started arriving after this guitarist covered his song, Oye Como Va. Ashley.
Luis Santana.
Right.
Pop culture, 1200.
For producing a 2019 live version of All in the Family and The Jeffersons, this man became the oldest Emmy winner ever at age 97. And that would be the very talented Norman Lear. Ashley?
Pop culture, 800.
A self-described average student, this former late show host funds a scholarship at Indiana's Ball State. Jesse?
Who is Letterman?
Good.
Copley Medal winners, 800.
Proving air is a composite substance, 1772 winner Joseph Priestley discovered the gases nitrogen, ammonia, and this one he called pure air. Jesse.
What is oxygen?
Yes.
Copley Medal, 1200.
In 1770, William Hamilton won for studying this Sicilian hotspot. Later, Lord Nelson would study Hamilton's wife. Ashley.
What is Etna?
Yes.
Copley for 1600.
There was no resistance to this German receiving the medal in 1841 for his research into the laws of electric currents. Cue Mars.
Who is Ohm?
Yes, George Ohm.
Afterlife 2000.
Ancient author of From the Foundation of the City, a history of Rome in 142 volumes. Jesse?
Who is Livy?
Livy, yes.
Let's do Afterlife for 1600.
A city in France, world famous for its porcelain. The LI comes up this time in Limoges. Back to you, Jesse.
Afterlife 1200.
Named for a New York bay, a young quahog clam, usually eaten raw. Ashley.
Was a little neck?
Little neck, yes.
Afterlife 800?
One's direct descent from an ancestor. Cue Mars.
What is lineage?
Good.
Copley 2000.
He lent his name to a new boson and was honored in 2015 for his contributions to particle physics. Ashley.
Who is Higgs?
Peter Higgs, yes.
Afterlife 400.
Able to read and write. Ashley.
What is literate?
Correct.
Books of the Dead, 400.
The first volume of her poems didn't appear until 1890, 4 years after death stopped for her. Jesse.
Who is Dickinson?
Emily Dickinson is the one.
Names in pop culture for 400.
Celebrating this film's Oscars in 2020, director Bong Joon-ho partied on galbi and bibimbap in LA's Koreatown until 5 a.m. Cue Mars.
What is Parasite?
Yes.
Books of the Dead, 1200.
Samuel Butler's The Way of All This was published in 1903, the year after his death. Ashley.
What is Things?
No. Jesse or Cue Mars? The Way of All Flesh. Cue Mars.
Book 16.
He died of a heart attack in 2004, shortly before the first novel in his mega-selling thriller trilogy was published. Jesse.
Who is Larson?
Stieg Larsson, correct.
Books of the Dead 800?
Irene Nemirovsky's Suite Française was a bestseller 6 decades after her 1942 death in this infamous camp in Poland. Ashley.
What is Auschwitz?
Right.
Books of the Dead 2000.
Franz Kafka told an executor to destroy the manuscript of the 1925 novel Der Prozess, this title in English. Kumars.
What is The Trial?
That's right.
European Museums 2000.
This Portuguese city is famous for wine, but its Serralves Museum specializes in non-aged art from the 1960s and later. Kumars?
What is Porto?
Good.
1600 European Museums.
Answer there. Nearly double. You were in the red at the beginning of this round. You're in second place now.
Let's do 3,200.
Okay, for a tie with Jesse for the lead. A UK museum dedicated to this author has a ball made of chocolate bar foil wrappers.
Who's Roald Dahl?
You picked the right author. Go again.
European Museums 400.
An exhibition about colors in fairy tales at a Brothers Grimm museum was titled Red Hood, This Color Beard. Kumars?
What is black?
No. Jesse or Ashley? What is blue? And now the last clue in Copley Medal winners. Alec Jeffries won for his 1984 discovery of fingerprinting of this genetic material. Ashley?
What is DNA?
Yeah. Good for you. That takes you up to 10,600. Somebody's going to wind up with a lot of money today, I think. It depends on your wagers and how well you do with this subject. Nations of the world. That's a broad subject. Clue in a moment.
Volunteering to be infected with the coronavirus tonight. Meet the people willing to do whatever it takes to test a vaccine.
We are inundated with emails from people who want to participate in the studies.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
Visiting this amusement park, the Geico Gecko wins a stuffed animal of himself. What is Coney Island? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's see if we can end the week on a high note with a big payday. Nations of the world is the subject. Here is the clue. On the English language list of member states at UN.org, it's the only nation with a Spanish language article in its name. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. We'll start in the middle with you, Ashley. You wrote something down, and I believe you crossed it off and then wrote something else. Let's take a look. You started out with coat, and you crossed it off and put in Côte d'Ivoire. Either way, you're incorrect. Sorry about that. It'll cost you $1,800 only, dropping you down to $8,800, taking us to your left to Kumars. He had $15,000. He wrote down Belize. Incorrect. It cost you $15,000. You dropped to zero. Over to Jesse, our new champion. He had $15,400. His response was, what is El Salvador? El is the Spanish article, and the response is right. You will add something. You will add a lot. $15,000, $30,400. You are ending the week on a very high note. Congratulations. So long, everybody. Have a good one.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...
They say, do you believe in love at first sight? Yes, when it comes to a dog. It was love at first sight. Mo is family, so I feed him Blue.
Itchy skin distracting you? Cortisone 10. Works fast and relief lasts 10 full hours. Cortisone 10. Feel the heel.
I'm out of clubs.
Imagine whiter teeth in just 4 days. Imagine strengthening enamel while safely removing stains. Act whitening mouthwash. Stop imagining. Start acting.